And speaking of Community Cares Coffee Hour, Paul Ramel here in the studio live with Becky Shellstead. And good afternoon, Becky.
Hi, Paul.
Well, that we kind of timed that one right with the commercial there, huh?
Perfect.
Becky's in the studio with our monthly meeting about Community Cares Coffee Hour. And you've been pretty busy, Becky, huh?
We have been. Wednesday gets to be, all of a sudden, it's another Wednesday, which is great.
Right. I should mention, you guys meet at the
Madison Mercantile.
Every Wednesday.
Every Wednesday at 1 p.m.
Okay. I know you've been some different times and stuff, but you stuck to the 1 p.m. one.
For this year. We're going to go with it this year, and unless somebody lets us know different.
I've been to a couple of them. It's really outstanding. Explain it, what it is.
Well, everyone is a caregiver, and no one considers themselves a caregiver. And so we don't call it caregiver. We care about others. And so we try to come up with topics to talk about that come up with people who care for others. And we try to relate to anything that someone might have a question about or might have some advice about or might have information about. So we sometimes have people come in that know all about it to kind of be the expert on it, but they're there just to contribute. They're not there to like lead the discussion. They're just there to contribute to what we want to talk about.
I know the meeting I attended was a great discussion. We don't talk about caregiving very much, do we?
No.
So hats off to you to bring the subject up, and we should talk about it because it's not easy to be a caregiver.
Well, like I said, people don't consider themselves a caregiver. It's just what they do.
Yep.
But they deserve credit for what they do. And if they need help or they just need a break, they need to relax, we would love for them to come to the Madison Mercantile Wednesdays any day. Right. But Wednesdays at 1 o'clock, if they want to talk to somebody or just listen. You don't even have to say a word. You can just sit there and take it all in.
Yep. And you learn from each other, too, that way, too.
Yes. And for instance, last Monday, so Monday, May 1st, we got together for the Community Cares Coffee Hour at the Mercantile, and we talked about life after the person we cared about is gone. And there's a variety of reasons that people are gone. They either move or they pass away or whatever happens, and both men and women participated in the conversation we had. Parents, spouse, siblings, friends, it happens to everyone. And even a few tears were shed because it's hard when you lose someone. And it's okay to cry. And we don't make a big deal of it. And we give you a tissue and let it out. And you don't have to feel embarrassed by it because we all do that.
Yep.
And it happens. It was interesting to find out a few things that people did before. Some people know when their parents are getting to that age, and you just want to learn about them. And so a few people interviewed their loved ones before.
Yep.
They just interviewed them to find out what was life like, what was your family history, what was school like when you went to school, because school was way different many years ago than it is today.
Right.
A day in the life sort of conversations with their loved ones or the people they cared about. One person sat with her husband and they recorded a conversation. They just recorded conversation about their memories together.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't it was a husband-wife, and they just talked about what they'd done together and as a family and as newlyweds. It'd be very interesting for their family members.
Right. Yeah.
And once the people had gone down memory lane, some made copies to give to their children and their grandchildren. And they've said, yep, my kids just put it on the shelf. They haven't even listened to it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they know that someday it'll really mean something to them, because it depends on what age you are, where you're at, what your interests are. Sometimes you're like, oh, that's, don't worry about it. It's no big deal. But you get to a certain age, and it is a big deal. And you really do get interested in the history.
That's right. My grandpa and grandma, Ramo, must have did this in the early 60s, late 50s, when the reel-to-reel tapes came out. They recorded themselves. They did a daily devotion and a Bible study together.
Okay.
And they recorded all of them.
Fun.
You not only got the Bible study, but you got their feelings about what they felt about this and that. And it's precious to have that now.
You have that.
Yeah, I have it. Yep.
Wow.
Yep, it's pretty cool.
That's nice. Yep. That's really nice.
So that's kind of what you're talking about.
Yeah. The memories that they talked about included, they also showed pictures, that sort of thing, to their loved one or the one who was caring for them, shared pictures and lots of stories. And an interesting memory trigger that a few of them had was the scent of the person who was gone. They had... were in the house and they were looking through some stuff and they opened a box and they could just smell the person that they had cared about. And it just brought back so many memories. It gives me goosebumps. It just brought back so many memories for that person just by the scent of the person they cared about. One was an activity that they did day after day after day. And when that activity was happening, the person they cared for would look out the window, give them a thumbs up, and now, still today, that person still looks at the window and can remember that, and that's what's so important. And so, it's just our talk was about, what's life like after the person is gone, but it's like they're not always gone; they're still there with the memories that we have, and that's so important for people to understand. So it was a great discussion we had, and some people stayed after.
So that's just a small example of what you do during Community Cares Coffee Hour at the Merck on Wednesdays.
Right, and we had men and we had women, and we had about 10 people that were there. So it was a good size because we went around and just kind of mentioned about each person that we had cared for and the details of that sort of thing. And we also had a few people there from Prairie Winds Assisted Living, which was wonderful because their memories are from almost 100 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And so it was really interesting to hear about their memories from back then, but they're still around to tell about it. So, we're taking in the live and the not so live. Yeah. So it just brought a personal part to what we were kind of talking about.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. And it did get loud for the group sitting there. Not that we were loud, but the background noise was loud because it's at the Madison Mercantile. Yep. There's lots of activity that goes on.
Yep.
And but it also made it possible for people to come and go. So there was a gentleman who came and started sitting there and decided, I want to go talk to the guy sitting at that other table. So he got up. And so that's kind of why we leave it in the middle of the Mercantile so people can come and go. They don't have to feel committed to have to sit there the whole time.
Yep.
They can come in 15 minutes after it started, which few people did. It's really low key, so it's
laid back.
You're not committed. You don't have to be there. But if you are at one of our groups and you would like to be in a quieter area, just let me know and we'll make it possible. There's a thousand spaces to be at the Madison Mercantile. It's one room after another. There, we'll find one to fit us.
Yep. So I know our family, we've had experience with giving or caring for a loved one, and it's not easy. It's very stressful and it's very hard. And and it'd be nice just to talk with other people in the same boat that you are.
Yes.
That's kind of what you're doing.
Yes.
And so
yes.
And it's very helpful.
Yes.
Let you know that you're not alone.
That's exactly the point. Yep. Everyone goes through it at some point in their life. On Wednesday the 8th, coming up now, is Mayflowers, and we're going to have Cheryl Larson, the daughter of Russ and Gail Larson, who used to live here. Their daughter, Cheryl, will be sharing a gallery exhibit of alcohol ink paintings and a collection of vintage and new jewelry designs at the Madison Mercantile. To be honest with you, I'm not sure if she's going to be there exactly on Wednesday, but her products will be. She will be coming on Friday. She will be doing a reception on Friday, May 10th at 4 p.m. And then again on Saturday, the 11th at 2 p.m., she is going to be doing a demonstration of the ink painting techniques, and she's going to have a free make it and take it activity for kids, so that'll be really good. It is also Give Someone a Cupcake Day, so there will be cupcakes to take to give to someone you care about. And it might be yourself, so you can decide that. May 11th through the 17th is Brain Injury Awareness Week, and I'd like to thank the people who recognize people with brain injuries. It's a very misunderstood and invisible injury. And then May 15th through the 21st is National EMS Week, and I really want to thank the Emergency Medical Services in our area and everywhere else. It is the 50th anniversary, and they are honoring our past and forging our future to recognize all those talented and selfless people who are EMS staff. So thank you very much. On Wednesday the 15th, it's Bring Flowers to Someone Day. So I'll have flowers that you can bring to someone you care about. Or if you want to keep it for yourself, well, that's your choice, yep. I guess. And it's also International Day. I am so thankful and so lucky to have a family nearby. So this is a day to remind me to appreciate what I have probably taken for granted. Yep. So I also wanted to remind you of that. At Community Cares Coffee Hour, Glad Hasted will be joining our conversation about flowers, of course, Glad Hasted and flowers.
Professional.
Yes, and volunteering and the joys gained by volunteering in our community. So Glad is really good about that. On the 16th is National Do Something Good for Your Neighbor Day, maybe a flower. And Saturday the 18th is Visit Your Relative Day. So if you combine Wednesday with Saturday, visit your family and relatives, maybe with flowers. On Wednesday, May 22nd, Diane Morgan will be joining our conversation about losing the person you cared about. She works at Zarbuck Funeral Home, and she can help us with our talking about that difficult time in our lives. And May 29th, after Memorial Day, Cindy Herridge, the Activities Director at Madison Healthcare Facilities, will be joining us. She has done a phenomenal job keeping the residents at the Madison Care Center engaged in activities appropriate for their abilities. Field trips, fishing, bingo, Pochino, the list goes on. So I'm really glad she's a part of that. She wants to talk about volunteering and other topics when she comes on the 29th.
All right. Boy, a full schedule there, Becky.
Yes, May is busy.
Yeah.
Busy in school and busy for everyone.
Yeah. So just want to invite everybody again to the Community Cares Coffee Hour every Wednesday.
1 o'clock.
1 o'clock at the Madison Mercantile.
Yes. Free coffee.
And treats, maybe. Huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Paul.
To the coffee bar and stuff like that. And
yeah.
It's free and come and go as you want.
Yes. It's great. We look forward to you coming.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Becky, for coming into the studio today.
Thanks.
Becky Shellstead with Community Cares Coffee Hour here on Q92.